Now the whisper register. This is the most debatable register because many don't believe that this is an actual vocal register due to the fact that it doesn't project or produce any real tone. But it does. The whisper register lacks the necessary vocal cord closure needed to produce tone with discernible pitch, but is used in stylistic elements of a song. This is often used on the diminuendo or pianissimo, in other words, light quality of a sung note. Listen to the example.
I find myself speaking random things. Forgettable thoughts really have no meaning. Just because I want to get next to you.
We all whisper. Occasionally, our whisper produces tone if the chords compress enough to vibrate. The whisper is used in the studio to thicken up a background vocal track and can be pitched. If you hear me flip the side of my cheek and change the shape of my mouth as I ascend a scale, I'm actually making pitch. So if you hear, I can flip the side of my cheek until I change the shape of my mouth enough to match that resonant shape. Too low, too high. Now, what happens when I'm whispering in those shapes is I am duplicating the upper harmonic structure of the pitch in whisper register. So, if I was to sing, oh, and have as a background vocal, then you will hear a more textured presence, and a great engineer knows exactly what to do with that. Now, in the studio, I have sung pitches in whisper and added quality to my vocal tracks. Listen to the example. Can you hear how this gives a lovely, haunting, textured quality to your vocal sound? So when I stack a vocal, it might sound something like this. So in that little spontaneous example I just gave you, what you heard was a whisper track stacked on top of light chest voice. But the whisper is felt more than it's heard. And unless someone told you, you wouldn't know.